You know, as you read the Bible, it's very interesting. In fact, if you will, if you want to put something on page 1057, fine. But go back, if you really will, to page 5 in your Bible. You'll be in Genesis. Let's just do this a moment. As you read the Bible, it always fascinates me how God would speak to people in a lot of different ways. For example, on page 5 in your Bible, you're in Genesis chapter number 3. And if you look down in verses 8 and 9, Adam and Eve are walking out in the Garden of Eden. And the Lord was walking in the garden, the cool of the day. It means a little breeze was there. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And look in verse 9. It says, then the Lord God called to Adam. In other words, God just spoke directly to Adam and Eve. Now, we read that and think, well, you know, that's the way it used to be. Well, let's just talk about that a moment. You know, if you turn over to page 11, very, very interesting. God spoke directly to that man we know as Abraham. In verse page 11, chapter number 12, Genesis 12 says, now the Lord said to Abram. He hadn't changed his name yet to Abraham, still Abram, but he spoke directly to him. Now if you look over in chapter 15, if you'll just turn over just a little bit, in verse number 1, he speaks to Abraham in a different way. In chapter 15, verse 1, it says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. And as you read through especially the Old Testament, and in the New Testament as well, God spoke to people sometimes through a vision. Now, we'll not turn to it, but you remember the story. In Exodus chapter 3, God spoke to Moses through a what? Through a burning bush. You know, he went over to see what it was. Well, God's speaking to him through a burning bush. And then over in the New Testament, there's so many places, we'll not turn because of time. But in Matthew, in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 2, God spoke to Joseph in a dream and said to him, take Mary, your wife, and baby Jesus, and get out of here and go to Egypt, lest Jesus, like the little baby boys, the boy babies, would be slain and would be killed. And then one of the most familiar places in the whole Bible that we hear about God speaking to people would be old Saul of Tarsus. We know him as the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter number 9. He heard a voice, you know, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Well, you read all this stuff and you know, then the question comes, well, what about today? Like, does God really still speak to people today? I mean, that's a very good question. And I think we all ponder that sometimes. Like, you know, you read about God, and you hear people, well, God told me this, God told me that. You sure do need to read this Pigeon Religion. It'll help you on that. You know, some of them, you know, doves. Pigeons are talking, not doves. But be that as it may, how does God speak to us today? Well, primarily, this is my conviction, primarily God speaks to us through His written Word, the Holy Scriptures. That's the primary way. But now it's not the only way. It's the primary way. That's how God speaks to us. But a secondary way is that God, His Spirit will just speak to our spirit, and the Bible explains that by a word we don't hear often much, rhema. Rhema. If you turn over to page 1007, now just bear with me. I know this thing, oh my gracious, preacher's off on a bunch of deep stuff today. Well, I'm not on anything. I don't know anything deep, so you'll be okay. But look with me, because this is important. Don't you want to hear God say something to you? You know, you're trying to make a decision. See, if we don't know how we can have God speak to us, let me tell you what. We will make many unwise and costly bad decisions. And we've all done it. We've all done it. And we can avoid that. If you look on page 1007 in your Bible, hopefully you're in Romans chapter number 10. And if you look with me down in verse 17, I'll show you this word rhema. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now this word here is not the word logos. That's talking about the written word. This is a completely rhema. It is a whole different thing. It means just an utterance from God, primarily revealing or bringing back to our minds something He said in His Logos word, His written word, or God may just from His Spirit speak to your spirit. You know, sometimes I'll say things like, well, here's how I say it. As best I can understand, I believe that God has spoken to my spirit about something that I need to deal with, do whatever. I always have to qualify that because I would never want to say to people, now, folks, God told me to tell you. Well, I wouldn't be comfortable with that. I could be wrong. And I wouldn't want to say God said something. I mean, I'm human. But I don't have any fear of saying as best I can understand. I mean, I've prayed it through. I really believe this is what God spoke to me. I'll illustrate that in a moment. This is that word rhema. And then if you want to just see it again, you might, over in Ephesians on page 1042, if you want to just flip over, I'll show it to you one more time. In Ephesians chapter number 6, we run across this very same word. It's very, very important. In Ephesians chapter number 6, you're on page 1042 if you're turning. In verse 17 says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And that's the word rhema, not logos. In other words, God, His Spirit is going to primarily bring your mind and your spirit to some scripture passage, some scripture verse, or God may just drop a word from His Spirit to your spirit about something. Now this is not the normal way God speaks, but from time to time, you know, we say things like, well, I feel like this is what God would have me do. Well, how did you get to feeling that way? Well, I hope if you pursue that, I hope that, you know, God has spoken to you in that way. Now, you know, as recent as last week. Last Tuesday, I had a rhema experience last Tuesday, and then I had another rhema experience yesterday. Now, I don't have rhema experiences every day, but there are just times, and primarily, one of them I'll share, it won't be from a verse in the Scripture, per se. The other time that I'll share quickly, it will. But like, I'll just give you one quick example that has something to do with this group. Last Tuesday evening, I guess it was about 20 to 6. I was just about as far on this side of down in Clear Lake area. And I was due to be somewhere back over on this side of town about 6:15. And I'm driving down Space Center, and as clear as I know the Word of God, the Spirit of God said to my spirit, as best I could understand, you need to go immediately and visit Roscoe Corner. Y'all remember Roscoe? Boy, he loved Tuesday noonday. He ate on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, he ate a hamburger at Whataburger. He lived to be 96, and God is trying to get me not to eat so many hamburgers. Listen, he ate hamburgers. Okay, but on Tuesday, he ate here, and back in September or October, he celebrated his 6th birthday, if I'm remembering. We sang to him, you know, he was in grave condition, and he was one of the homes. And the Spirit of God just put upon my heart. And it was so real, I just went. It just seemed like everything, the light seemed to work for me, everything. And I went, and just the perfect time, and family was there. I'm not sure I'm not sure whether he knew I was there or not. I think maybe he did. He moved his fingers. He might. But be that as it may, I just felt like that was a right. God just, you know, he just overwhelmed me to do that. Now, I am so thankful I did that because the very next day he goes to be with the Lord. Now, I wouldn't have done anything wrong. I mean, I can't go pray with somebody right before they die. I wouldn't know. But I'm just saying, you can say whatever you want. You say, well, it's just a coincidence. Well, you just, you know, blow your own horn. I'm telling you, the Spirit of God spoke to my spirit. And I will be eternally grateful that I was obedient. Now, fast forward, I'll not mention her name, but as last week went on Thursday night, I had an overwhelming conviction that God told me to go see about somebody, and I didn't do it. You say, well, shame on you. Well, you know, don't we all want to do things? We can't do everything. We understand. I mean, that's one of my great frustrations. I just can't be everywhere I want to be. But I'll do that tomorrow. Well, tomorrow came, but the person I was going to go see died during the night. Oh. Now, I feel badly about that. Now, Dr. Kendall calls that false guilt. That's what Dottie calls it, too, false guilt. Dottie said, look, you know, God knows your heart. But I just share those two. These just all happened last week. And most of the time, when God speaks to me a rhema, it will be I will remember some scripture I've read or maybe some verses or whatever, and I'll share one of those in a moment. Now, let me hasten from that. How do you hear God speak? First of all, I wish you just remember this, about three little keys. Number one, you have to want to hear God speak. God's not going to speak if you don't want to hear Him speak. God knows your heart. God knows my heart. Like if I'm praying about something, trying to make a decision about something, trying to see I ought to do that. Well, if God knows whether I really want to know what He wants me to know, do, or whatever. So you have to want God to speak. And that'd be a good sermon. Number two key, though, you have to believe the Bible is God's inspired word, because primarily this is how He's going to speak. I mean, I mentioned two times last week, but I don't remember a particular time before that I had an experience like that. So this is normally the way you read the Word of God. That's number three. Now, that gets us to our scripture today. You have to believe the Bible is inspired by God. Now, on page 1057, which is where we were when we started, is that famous verse in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now, that's a verse. You have to come to grips with what you believe about that verse. Now, don't turn with me because of time, but over in 1 Peter in chapter number 1, let me just read these two little verses very quickly. It says in 1 Peter chapter number 1, it tells us how that holy men of God wrote as the Holy Spirit of God inspired them. Well, if I'll get in the right book, it's 2 Peter. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Now listen to this, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So, you know, in this room there are a lot of different ideas about, is this book really God's word or, you know, but if you really believe it's God's word, and I do, if you really believe that God breathed and directed men, holy men, to write through their personality what He wanted written, I mean, that's, you know, that changes the whole landscape. The Bible is the most amazing book. You know, over 40 different authors wrote this book. 40 different, I mean, I read some books that have two authors, co-author, but 40 different authors from all different walks of life, prophets, priests, tax collector, shepherds, a doctor, and a Pharisee. I mean, you talk about a variety of professions, written in three different languages, Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic, written on three continents, Asia, Africa, and Europe. And 400 years between the Old Testament and New Testament, and you put all that deal together, it has one theme. That theme's Jesus. This is a Jesus book. You know, old church, you say, get out your hymn book. Well, this is the hymn book. You know, we in our church, we don't have any hymn books anymore. We just sing off screen, but that's okay. I was raised on hymn books. Get your hymnal. Well, this is the hymnal. This is a book about Him. Now, the third key, though, is to understand the value of the Bible. And I'll show it to you very quickly in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. This is, look what this verse says. All Scripture, every word of it, is given by inspiration of God. That is, it's God-breathed. It's not like any other book. It's not like any other book. It's profitable. You say, what's it good for? Well, here it comes. For doctrine, you know what that means? Tells you what's right. You know, we live in a day and time where people can't agree on what's right. You know, situation ethics, everything's gray. Folks, there is a right and there is a wrong. Could I have an amen to that? And we need to understand that some things are right and some things are not right. Well, the Bible teaches you what's right. And not only is it profitable for doctrine, it's profitable for reproof. That is, it'll tell you what's not right. It'll tell you what's not right. Folks say, well, you know, it's a new day. Well, it may be, it is a new day, but right's right and wrong's wrong. Then it says for correction, tells you how to get right. My gracious, in this one book, tells me what's right, tells me what's not right, tells me how to get right. And then for instruction in righteousness, it tells you how to stay right. Now listen carefully, this is very, very important. The more Bible that you read, the more Bible verses that you read, listen carefully, the more you will hear God speak to you. Now, hang on. The more Bible verses you memorize, you say, oh, man, I was okay till you got to that. You can memorize Bible verses. You say, well, not like I used to. Well, no, probably not. But, you know, I marvel how these, like our grandchildren, Joel and Charlie Joe, they just can hear something about once or twice. Well, okay. Well, I can still do it and you can too. But here's the deal. The more of these Bible verses you memorize, the more often you're going to have God speak a rhema to you. Now, let me just quickly tell you, and I have 3 minutes to go and I can do it. I'll just tell you how this works. Now, here's what I want you to understand. The more Bible you read, see, if you just don't read the Bible much at all, I'm going to tell you something. You're just not going to hear much from God at all. Oh, every now and then. You know, you remember something you read a long time ago, whatever. But the Spirit of God, when He has someone who is reading God's Word, here it is, primary way God speaks, God will drop a verse just when you need it. I had this happen as recent as yesterday over in the worship center. I'm preaching. Oh, it's such a sad thing. Michael Unfred, Ken and Lisa's son, 36 years of age, Metro bus, downtown, by accident, you probably have read it in the paper or whatever, 36-year-old young man crossing a downtown street right in a lane where he's supposed to cross. The Metro bus didn't mean to, but drove right over him and killed him. 36 years of age, 2 kids. Service was yesterday. Now, you know, like what is a preacher going to say in a deal like that? I mean, how are you going to explain that? Well, I did. I said, you can't explain it. It's unexplainable. But God gave me a rhema, and it came right out of the Word of God. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Folks, there are just things in life we, in this life, can't explain. Could I have an amen to that? I mean, I watched the news this morning, tornadoes going all over the country, all these things happening, all that. You know, I can't explain that. Secret things belong to the Lord. I'm not going to try to explain something I can't explain. But I just, you know, it's like an elephant in the room. Once I ever said, folks, I'd like to explain how I'm going to explain this. It's not explainable. There is no answer. But so I'm not going to try to lean on my understanding. I encourage Ken and Lisa and family to do the very same thing. Now, see, as I was thinking about preparing that funeral, I thought, there's going to be an elephant in the room. Everybody that comes is going to be interested. How are you going to explain this deal? I said, God says, explain it from my word. Proverbs 3, verse 5. That takes care of that. As recent as yesterday. Now, that was yesterday morning. Recent as yesterday afternoon. I won't even identify whether it be a man or a woman, but a person had made an appointment with me, and they were wanting to know my opinion on what they needed to do. And I listened, and they're sincere. And I had talked to this person about this matter before. And finally, they hemmed me up. They said, look, I want to know what you think I need to do. And I said, well, and God just, I was sitting there listening to this person talk, thinking, how am I going to respond to this? What am I going to tell this person? And it was just like, what happened? I had a rhema. God reminded me of a glorious verse in Psalm 32. And here's what I said to the person. Well, here's what I think you need to do. And they perked up till I told them what I thought they need to do. I said, here's what you need to do. Ask God. I said, let me ask you. Have you asked God about this? Oh, yeah. I said, now, look, I know you've thought about, you've said a prayer to, but have you really sought God? I said, let me tell you what you need to do. I said, memorize where this verse is, and you can read it later. It's in Psalm 32. It's in Psalm 32, verse number 8. Psalm 32, verse 8. And here's what that verse says. It's a beautiful verse. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. Now, what I'm saying is I didn't have that all geared up before they came. I just listened to everything they had to say, and they would have been very sincere, very honest. But, Pastor, what do I need to do? Here's what you need to do. Ask God. And I got the Bible. I said, let's read this verse. I will instruct you and guide you in the way you should need to go. So as you leave today, here's what I hope you'll do. Number one, just to understand something, God does speak to people. Listen, every one of you have had God tell you things. Primarily, as you're reading your Bible, you'll just read a verse. It's just like, better stop on that and think, that verse is for me today. Have you ever had that? Would you say an amen? And other times, you can be driving down Space Center. And you'll be thinking about a problem, a situation, a need, or whatever. And it's just like something happens in a verse. Maybe you've memorized, comes to your mind. That is a rhema. And that is how God speaks to you. Now, I'm going to pray and we're going to go. Now, I'm not God. This is not a rhema. You ought to get you one of these books going out the door, okay? Father God, thank you so much that you do speak to us, God. In fact, what I know from my own experience, you speak to me a lot of times and I don't get it. I'm so busy talking myself or hurrying here and hurrying there. God, so many times, if we would all just read your word, memorize it best we can, it's amazing when we need it, it's there. Help us to memorize the verses when we don't need them, so when we do need them, we'll have them. Bless every person here. Give us a great rest of this day and week. In Jesus' name, amen.